Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with Spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower, now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it on. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
The Kakadu plum is an Australian native superfood containing 100 times more vitamin C than oranges. So why have you never heard of it? PR. No one's drinking a Kakadu smoothie? I'm J.B. Smoove, and that was a full episode of my new podcast, Straightforward, inspired by guaranteed straightforward pricing from AT&T Fiber. Get what you want without the complicated. AT&T Fiber, live like a gigillionaire. Available wherever you get your podcast. Limited availability in select areas. Visit AT&T.com/hypergig for details.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
This Day in History class is a production of iHeartRadio.
Hello, and welcome to This Day in History class, a show where we explore the past one day at a time. If you missed yesterday's show, surprise, I'm your new host. My name is Gabe Lousier, and I'm following in Eve's and Tracy's footsteps to deliver a microdose of history to you each and every day. Speaking of which, our story this episode is an odd one, and a personal favorite of mine. It's the time when a British family moved into an abandoned naval base and turned it into their very own country. As you might guess, there's a lot to discuss, so let's dive right in. The day was Saturday, September 2nd, 1967. Paddy Roy Bates, a former British Army major turned pirate radio broadcaster, declared that the abandoned naval base he had been occupying for the past 9 months was now a sovereign micronation, the Principality of Sealand. Located 7.5 miles off the eastern shore of Britain in the North Sea, Sealand consists entirely of a World War II-era sea fort. It was originally built in 1942 as an anti-aircraft platform called the HM Fort Ruffs. Utilitarian in design, the structure is made up of a floating pontoon base with two hollow concrete towers joined at the top by a steel deck, with a few container-like buildings on top. To be frank, it's not much to look at. But at the height of the war, the fort was occupied by up to 300 members of the Royal Navy, who used the fort's considerable firepower to defend British shipping lanes against Nazi forces. The station was ultimately abandoned by the military in 1956 and left to rot. But Paddy Roy Bates had other plans. In 1965, the former British Army major founded a pirate radio station located off the coast of England on a different derelict naval fort called Knock John. When the British government began to crack down on popular but illegal offshore radio stations, Bates decided to move his venture even further into international waters. This move led him to Fort Ruffs, which he seized control of on Christmas Eve 1966. 9 months later, on his wife Joan's birthday, Bates proclaimed the outpost to be a new sovereign nation all his own. If you're wondering what empowered Bates to create a new country, you're not alone. The geopolitical status of micronations has been disputed for decades, but most of them claim legitimacy through the Montevideo Convention on the Rights and Duties of States. This 1933 document outlines four key criteria for attaining statehood: population, government, territory, and relations with other states. According to the international leaders who signed the legislation, including U.S. President FDR, any entity that meets those four criteria qualifies as an independent nation. So let's see how Sealand measures up. In terms of population, the rogue state peaked in the early 1970s, when around 50 people lived there, including Bates' extended family and friends, as well as a maintenance crew. Today, the population is considerably smaller, consisting of a two-person security team who live there year-round, and a small staff in charge of upkeep. The current ruler of Sealand, the founder's son, Prince Michael Bates, visits the micronation 2 to 3 times a year, but he and his family no longer live there on a permanent basis. As far as its government goes, Sealand does have its own constitution, which consists of a preamble and 7 articles. It is governed by Prince Michael and the rest of the Bates family, who act as hereditary royal rulers, complete with their own royal titles. As for territory, Sealand boasts just a little over 43,000 square feet, making it a micronation in the truest sense of the word. So that's population, government, and territory all accounted for, which just leaves the final criteria for statehood: relations with other states. To be clear, no country formally recognizes Sealand as a sovereign nation. However, the Bates family maintains that Sealand has received de facto recognition. The event they point to as proof occurred one August night in 1978, when German and Dutch mercenaries stormed Sealand using helicopters and jet skis. This attempted coup was thwarted by members of the Bates family, who were able to defend themselves using weapons stashed around the platform. The family held the invading mercenaries as hostages, which prompted a German ambassador and a delegation from London's embassy to visit Sealand and negotiate for the group's release. For the people of Sealand, this international intervention constituted official recognition from other states, though the German and British governments do not share that view. Regardless of public opinion, Sealand has embraced its nationhood ever since the attempted takeover. It has an official flag, national anthem, currency, and even a football team. The micronation's official Latin motto is E Mare Libertas, or From the Sea, Freedom. If you'd like to visit Sealand for yourself, you'll first need to get an invitation from Prince Michael or another member of the Sealand dynasty. And if you can't swing an invite, you can still show your support for the micronation and help fund its operational costs by visiting its online store and picking up a t-shirt, some commemorative stamps, or even your own royal title. For around $40 US, you too can become an official lord, lady, baron, or baroness of Sealand. I'm Gabe Lussier, and hopefully you now know a little more about history today than you did yesterday. You can learn even more about history by following us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at TDIHCPodcast. And if you have any comments or suggestions, you can send them my way at thisday@iheartmedia.com. Thanks to Chandler Mays for producing the show, and thank you for listening. I'll see you back here again tomorrow for another day in history class.
For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it on. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
This is Amy Brown from Four Things with Amy Brown. Today, healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations with Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between offering quality care and support virtually, in person, and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways that healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual.